Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. It is Monday, June 22nd, 2015, and I hope that you are having an outstanding day today. I am Erica Black. You have joined me in Pull It Together with Erica Black. It's a show that airs on blogtalkradio.com every Monday at noon Eastern Standard Time, broadcasting to you live from beautiful Tarpon Springs, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. It's my pleasure to be here and to encourage you guys on Mondays. So hopefully all the dads out there had a very, very happy Father's Day. Shout out to my dad. I know he's listening. He always does. So, Dad, thank you for being such a wonderful dad and such a great role model for me. You've meant so much to me in my life, and it's hard to put that all into words. I hope you guys all have a great dad, and if you're dad, I hope you enjoy being a dad, maybe a grandparent. I know being a parent, in my opinion, is the hardest thing that I've ever done and most rewarding as well. So today, we're going to talk about being heroes. A lot of our dads are our heroes, right? They're one of the heroes in our life. I know my dad certainly is one. Also, my son is one of my heroes. And he is also a father. His boy just turned 2 at the end of May. So shout out to these 2 special guys in my life, my dad and my boy, right? And I admire and honor both of them today. But I think we all can be superheroes. What does that mean? What does it mean to be a superhero? Well, who are the heroes in your life? That's what we're going to talk about today on Pull It Together with Erica Black. If you'd like to call in and share something maybe about your dad or about a hero that you hold, please do so. My guest call-in number is 646-668-2473. Once again, 646-668-2473. So, anyway, I was listening to this song the other day, and I just kind of sparked me. It's a song that came out, I'm not really sure when it was written. I can find it here. I'm looking up on the internet. Anyway, it's a song by the group called Super Chick, and they're absolutely one of my favorite bands of all time. But I was listening to some of their songs the other day, and this one came on. It's called Hero. You know, and it says in the song, it says, heroes are made when you make a choice. So what does it take to be a hero? Who are some of your heroes? You know, obviously I said that my son and my father are a couple of my heroes, but I think if you've listened to my show very long, you'll know that Martin Luther King Jr. is also one of my all-time favorite heroes because he made a choice. He stood up and fought for what was right, right? It's when you see someone in need, when you see some injustice and you work to make a change. Sometimes being a hero can be as simple as just giving someone a nice smile, right? Sometimes it's helping someone that can't take out their trash to take out their trash or whatever. It's being a good neighbor. It's being a good citizen. It's overlooking offenses. Being the helpful, mature, bigger person, right? We talked about anger management last week, and that's a big part of handling our anger. We talked about thinking through the actions that we want to take, you know, really taking a moment before we actually act to think through our actions. Is it helpful? Is it going to help the situation? Or is it going to be more damaging? Are you throwing water or oil onto your fire, right? Anyway, so this song by Superchick called Hero, I think it probably came out sometime in the early 2000s, I think. But anyway, really great band. I encourage you to hook up with some of their lyrics and some of their songs. But Tony Hero, it says, no one sits with him. He doesn't sit in. But we feel like we do when we make fun of him. Because you want to belong, do you go along? Is his pain the price paid for you to belong? It's not like you hate him or want him to die, but maybe he goes home and thinks suicide, or he comes back to school with a gun at his side, and a kindness from you might have saved his life. Heroes are made when you make a choice. And then the chorus says, you could be a hero. Heroes do what's right. Be a hero. You might save a life. You could be a hero. You could join the fight for what's right. And it gives a couple other scenarios in it. But, you know, basically, you never know what's going on in somebody's heart and in their head. You know, they might be in a real desperate place, and a kindness from you might be all it takes to turn their world around. I mean, we've definitely talked about suicide before on this show, as I've been a victim of my friends killing themselves, right? It's a horrible, horrible thing. So, you know, it's all about making the world a better place, right? So I just want to encourage everyone. I think that we can all step out of our own heads in our day-to-day lives, step out and do something important. And it doesn't have to cost money. It can be simple kindness, simple help. So that's in the day-to-day with people maybe that we don't know, but it's also with our family members, our friends, our coworkers. What can you do? What can you do that will separate you from somebody else? What could you do? Could you offer to get a coworker a cup of coffee, or just maybe ask them how their day's going? What could you do? Could you anonymously surprise someone? How about, I always told my son this, you know, one simple rose means so much, not very expensive. But who could you give a rose to? Who could you give an act of kindness, any little thing? I mean, the dollar store is full, the Dollar Tree, right? Full of little things that only cost a dollar. Who could you surprise with a little act of kindness, a little show of appreciation? The little things that really count in life, after all. The little things that we do that speak volumes, not have to do something very gregarious. A lot of little things add up into a lot of big things. I got this birthday card last week. You know, it was my birthday a little over a week ago, and I was with one of my friends, and she got me this amazing card. It says, it's amazing woman, and then it's got like this superhero, girl superhero flying through the air, right? It says, she's faster than a speeding taxi, stronger than any Tom, Dick, or Harry, able to multitask without a single latte, and all in high heels. Happy birthday. And I loved it because, you know, I don't know, I'm working on my book projects, right? But one of them is a comic strip, and I'm going to be a superhero, and my strip's going to be called The Adventures of Erica the Encourager, right? Swooping in, encouraging and inspiring people in all kinds of situations, right? So you can look forward to that coming out later on this year. But I really appreciated that card, and it was very, very cute. And also, I do like to wear high heels also. But, you know, I'm very honored that my friend thought so highly of me that she would give me this card. Now, of course, I'm not always a superhero. And I don't always do the right things. You know, we'll be honest here. We're all human, right? But I try because I want to operate on the high vibration of love or above, right? The vibrational energy is love. And above is like gratitude, patience. You know, we all could learn a little more about being tolerant with each other and being loving. Because, you know, everyone wants to change the world, right? And we talk about this. But if you really, really want to change the world, then strive to be a superhero to the people that matter the most to you. You know, sometimes it's easier to be kind to strangers than it is to the people that you actually live with, because you see them all the time. You see their ups, their downs, their ins, their outs. You see them at their best and you see them at their worst, right? Tolerance goes a long way. And it could make the difference. I mean, think of it. We don't know much about Martin Luther King Jr.'s mother, right? But we do know a lot about him. Who are the people that were behind the scenes of that man that made such a mark on history? You know, they were superheroes also, even though that we don't know about it. You know, you can be the person behind the scenes. We talked about this before. We all work together. We're all part of one body, right? So, you know, we all can't be the eye. We all can't be the hair. But we all come together, you know, to function as one entity. Now, that can be as a family, can be as an organizational group, like a church or a community organization. It can be as a community and ultimately the world. It takes everyone to play to make it a success, right? And a lot of things are being talked about right now because we're gearing up for the election next year, right? I don't know if it was a shock to everyone, but it's certainly surprised me when I was having breakfast and heard that Donald Trump was running for president, right? I didn't see that one coming. But yeah, throwing his billions of dollars into the ring, right? Funding his own campaign. I mean, no matter what you think about him, that's a pretty putting your money where your mouth is, right? For sure. Interesting, but what I heard him say is that he wants America to be a better place. So it's important to him, so he's willing to put up his money and his time and his efforts to do what he thinks is right. And like I said, you know, I'm not getting political here. I won't do that. That's not my thing, right? But it's interesting. It's interesting, you know, to me that someone, you know, would believe in what they're doing so much to put up, you know, their own money, right? Their own money and to, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, I used to say that I wanted to be the first woman president. And now I don't think I want the job. I mean, it's a tough job and you see people come into office, right? And when they leave, they look like they've aged, you know, far beyond the 4 or 8 years that they've been in, right? I mean, I guess if that's what I felt like I was called to do and God opened the doors for me to do so, I guess I would be obedient to that. But it's nothing that I would think that I would want to seek out, right? But then again, I'm, like I said, I'm not that politically minded, you know, but I think it is, you know, if you're going to really stand, if you're going to have beliefs, right, then be willing to stand by them, right, with everything that you have. So I think what it takes to be a superhero is not just tolerance, and a willingness and a desire to make the world a better place. You know, but it also means standing behind what you believe in. Believing it so strongly that you're willing to put your money, your time, your effort into it, and maybe even die for what you believe in. Now, that's an interesting question, right? Are you willing to die for what you believe in? Are you courageous enough to move forward, even in the face of danger? Well, Martin Luther King Jr. was, and he did die for what he believed in. You know, many, many people have been martyred for what they believe in. Many people have faced lots of danger for what they believe in. I would like to say that I would be willing to die for my beliefs if I had to, if that were the choice. But, you know, no one really knows how they're going to respond to any situation until they're actually in the situation. I remember one time I was working, and someone opened the door into my place of business, and there were only a couple other people in that place with me. Someone opened up the door, and all of a sudden, all I heard were gunshots, right? And I just stood there because I froze. I just absolutely froze. Now, as it turned out, it was just a kid that threw in firecrackers, right? But I didn't know that. I really did think that I was being shot at, but I didn't duck or anything, you know? So if I was being shot at, I probably wouldn't be here right now. You know, and that kind of bewildered me afterwards. I'm like, wow, all those episodes of Charlie's Angels and different, you know, cop shows, right, that I'd watched over the years, and my reaction was horrible. You know, I didn't do anything to protect myself. But, you know, I just when you're taken by surprise and something violent happens, sometimes you just don't know how you're going to respond. I know. You know, even the story, even the Bible, right? Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, swore to Jesus that he would not deny him, that he'd go with him even to the death. And then Jesus said, you know, before the rooster crows in the morning, you will have denied me three times. And of course he did. You know, Peter kind of chickened out in when the rubber hit the road, right? You know, I don't think that there's any way for us to actually know how we will respond, you know, if we're faced death or a lot of danger for standing up for what we believe in. I think the only right thing to do is to, you know, live in a congruent way. Like, what we say is really how we live. What we say we believe in, what we say we value, we actually do. I think that's the real mark of a hero. They're the same. What they say they value is how they live their lives. You know, because if you say, you know, we've talked about this before, you know, if you say you value your money and you want to have money, but all, and you value, I'm saving your money, right? But all you're doing is spending, then there's something incongruent there, right? You know, we need to really sit down with ourselves, right? You know, I mean, give some thought to it. Like I said, like I always say, this is the only Monday, June 22nd, 2015, that you'll ever have. Only get one shot at it. So, you know, you want to make it count. And how do we make our lives count? how do we live out the superhero in us? You can do it. You really need to sit down and be intentional about what is important to you. And then, once you do that, you've got to look at two things. Where do you spend your time, and where do you spend your money? That will really tell what's important to you. Where you spend your time and where you spend your money will tell a large tale about what you really value in your life. And if the two don't match your list about what's really important to you, then some things need to change. Because after all, it's only one life that you get, right? So if you need a little help in that department, I've got my 6-month program called Thrive. It's all about bringing you into congruence. It's all about making your life count. You know, I just had a birthday years. They do go by. You know, I have a very good friend, a very close friend, kind of like a cousin to me. And she's in the final days of her life. But I'm assuming that I'm going to outlive her because she doesn't have very much longer left. But I don't know that. You know, I could be gone tomorrow. And that's the truth. None of us are guaranteed another hour on the planet. So if we don't make it count, we're robbing ourselves, first of all. We're robbing our families, we're robbing our friends, we're robbing the world of the good that we can do. You know, we're all gifted, we're all created uniquely and specially to do something important in this life. Don't you want to do that? Maybe it's being a mom to a great hero like Martin Luther King Jr. Maybe it's being a friend to someone like that. I mean, we can't all be on the front lines, right? But like we were talking about, we can't all be the eye, we can't all be the hair, we can't all be the legs. But even more important, I mean, you can live without a leg, couldn't live without a stomach, right? So even sometimes the more foundational members of body, the more hidden, the more behind the scenes, are the most important. If you're one of those behind the scenes, if you're the mom of many kids or the dad, you know, we just celebrated Father's Day, that is an extremely important role. You know, so, you know, give that some thought. I want you guys to get in touch with me. My phone number is 513-646-0767. You can text me or call me. I offer free strategy sessions. I want your life to matter. I want your life to count. Of course, your life matters. It matters just because you're alive in the world. But I want you to have the very, very best life, and I want you to make the biggest difference that you possibly can, because I want you to be fulfilled, and I want the world to be a better place. So get in touch with me. I offer free strategy sessions for my program. We'll have a conversation. It would be my honor to talk with you and to help you move forward, right? That's what it's all about, so that you can be as effective as possible, as fulfilled as possible, as joyful as possible, and make up in the world. You can also email me at youcanpullittogether@gmail.com. Check out my website, Erica Black, that's Erica with a K, black.com. It would be my honor and my joy to help you move forward in your process. Who's a superhero? We all have a heroic part to play. Doesn't your heart skip a beat when you're watching an epic movie? Don't you feel connected to the big purpose? You are, because God created you that way. So once again, happy Father's Day. A day late to there. Happy Father's Day to my dad. It's an honor and a joy to be your daughter, Dad. So thank you for everything that you've done for me and for loving me in my good times and my not-so-good times, too, right? Because, you know, no one knows you better than your parents, right? But it's the hardest thing and the best thing that I've ever done, I know, is being a mom. So I just kudos to all the moms and all the dads for being such superheroes in their own right as parents and for raising up some real superhero kids. Go out, everyone, and make a difference. Give an extra smile. Show an random act of kindness in your household, in your communities, and in your worlds today. I love you guys, and I will see you next time right here on Pull It Together with Erica Black. Have a great week, everyone. I love you. Bye.